Is a belief in God necessary for coping with the death of a loved one? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jacob Sawyer, assistant professor of psychology at Penn State Mount Alto, explores this question.
How do atheists respond to the death of a loved one? This is a topic that has not received much attention in psychological research, despite the recent growth of atheists and other non-believers in the U.S. Many assume that belief in God or gods is helpful or even necessary for coping during bereavement. While many do find comfort based on their beliefs during bereavement, negative outcomes have been found for those who believe they are being punished by God, their prayers have not been heard, or who experience anger towards God. Since non-believers would not experience these reactions that lead to negative outcomes during bereavement for believers, I wanted to compare reactions between atheists and believers who have experienced the death of a close friend or family member in the past 2 years. Specifically, I compared levels of post-traumatic growth, defined as perceived positive changes as a result of challenging or traumatic events, complicated grief, which is a prolonged grief response that differs from typical mourning, and symptoms of depression and anxiety. I also examined the role of meaning. Results of this study suggested that there were significant differences between atheists and believers in this sample for all variables of interest. Belief in God or gods was positively related to higher levels of post-traumatic growth during bereavement, but belief was also related to higher levels of complicated grief and symptoms of depression and anxiety. The search for meaning during bereavement was also found to be related to higher levels of post-traumatic growth in believers, but not atheists. More research is necessary to examine specific factors that help to explain these differences. However, it would be a myth to believe that atheists are somehow at a disadvantage to deal with death and loss compared to believers.
That was Jacob Sawyer of Penn State Mount Alto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and you, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.